As regards Nibbana, is that, would it be when the chitta chatter stops permanently, unless you decide to have directed thought? And then, because some of the formless states, they aren't really, you can't really function around other people in them. So I assume you wouldn't ever stay in those states. You would go in them and come out.
You have sort of a multi-leveled question there.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand. What are we shooting for here?
Well, I, first of all, I will almost immediately defer any questions regarding Nibbana to Lung Pa. But one thing that immediately comes to mind is that looking for a thoughtless state of mind is not the goal. Necessarily looking for freedom from suffering, which when completely realized is you know the experience of Nibbana. So that's whether there are thoughts or experiences in the mind isn't necessarily relevant to one who has attained arahantship. Okay. But I will.
Yeah, I think Ajahn Chah sort of asking, just sitting around asking, you know, who's the only person who doesn't think? You know, and they said, Paul, is this an arhat? You know? No, it's a Buddha? No, no, no. I don't know, who is it? Then? The only person who doesn't think is a dead person.
Can't say it any better than that. Can't say it any better than right. that.
So I'd say saying that there's the goal, because oftentimes that's how we conceive of the there's a logical axiom. And saying, you know, I think, therefore I suffer. So, you know, and it's logically, so if I didn't think, then I wouldn't suffer. So, but that's not actually the point in terms of Dhamma, because it's sort of it's whether the thinking is in line with Dhamma or not in line with Dhamma that conditions whether they're suffering or not. So it's learning those skills of understanding and relinquishing around the thought processes that frees the heart from suffering. That is the distinguishing characteristic of Nibbana.
And just quickly, in regards to your reference to the immaterial states, it's like those are, you know, very high states of concentration where there isn't necessarily like verbal thought occurring, but those are all temporary conditioned states of mind that are based on, you know, very deep states of concentration, and eventually one will come out of that, whether it's, you know, in the after the particular meditation is over or at the end of a very long lifetime in that particular realm. but it is still a conditioned state of mind.